T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
If the Chiefs blow them out, he's going to lose $3.46 million, but he ain't got to give a penny back to any of these customers who spent thousands of dollars in advance of the Super Bowl taking part in this promotion. So that offsets in whatever way.
Yep.
And then there's a middle for him that is tremendous, and that is the Bucks lose but cover. And that is why he bought it up from 3 to 3.5. He had to pay, I think, minus 127 to get it up to 3.5. It's why he got it up to 3.5, because in his perfect scenario, we're tied final seconds, Chiefs kick a field goal to win by 3. Nobody gets their money back for buying furniture because the Bucks lost, but the Bucks still covered, so he wins $2.72 million. So it's not just a wild random bet as much as it's a hedge against some of the money he's got tied up in this furniture store promotion. But either way, it is the largest bet on the Super Bowl that is documented at this point. And earlier today, I was looking at some of these prop bets over at FanDuel, and you could bet on just about anything you could imagine. Mm-hmm. It is available at FanDuel. And there's one, passing yards between Patrick Mahomes and Tom Brady. And it's just most passing yards. Mahomes is minus 155. Brady is plus 120. And I looked at that, and I'm like, well, don't you just take Patrick Mahomes? I mean, it's freaking Patrick Mahomes. Mm-hmm. But if you look at it, and maybe if you like follow the NFL number by number, this would not surprise you. But as somebody who, you know, follows it on a surface level outside of the big stories that I know I might talk about, there is not much difference this season in passing yards per game between Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes. You know, Patrick Mahomes threw for 316 yards per game on average. Brady was 290. So it's not like – it's not as wide of a gap as I would have thought, which is why if you want to bet most passing yards in the game handicapped, you go – it's Patrick Mahomes minus 27.5 yards, which lines up really close to their yards per game passing throughout this season. How you feel about Patrick Mahomes throwing for more yards than Tom Brady? You could wager it at FanDuel right now if you want to, Big Bet Bennett.
I might. I would. I'm rolling with Tom Brady. I'm down with that. That sounds good. Win a little extra money.
You're rolling with Tom Brady?
Yeah, why not?
Because the other guy's Patrick Mahomes, okay. And the other guy's 43.
Well, the thing is, though, is what if they get down and, you know, the Chiefs might run the ball a lot in the second half. Like, if they get a big lead on the on the Buccaneers, Brady might have to just throw it more than Mahomes.
Look at the big brain on Big Bet
Bennett.
Do you
see what I'm thinking here?
Look at Big Bet Bennett trying to break this down.
Yeah, they're going to run the ball more in the second half, and Brady's going to have to throw it.
I'm thinking – I just unload on everything Patrick Mahomes and hope that he has right. the greatest Super Bowl in history, which is always on the table with him, by the way.
Yes.
So, like, you can get Patrick Mahomes MVP, like, minus 105 against the field. Like, if you are somebody who genuinely believes the Chiefs are going to win, at that point, like, Mahomes is the obvious MVP. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know Tyreek Hill could have some amazing thing, Kelsey could do whatever, but if you told me right now the Chiefs are going to win by 2 touchdowns, then I would say I'm assuming Patrick Mahomes is the MVP. I mean, sometimes you get like a kick return and you know that turns into an MVP-type performance. But obviously, if the Chiefs win, Mahomes should be the biggest reason, by extension, the MVP. So I might just in this famous last words, by the way, but I just might load up on everything Patrick Mahomes you can do. Max bet all the Patrick Mahomes bets.
Yeah, it's not the worst idea.
And then just go, I'm going to trust Patrick Mahomes is going to perform like the best quarterback on the planet, and I'm going to trust that Tom Brady will look 43 years old because that's what he is.
I kind of like that plan.
It's a plan. I've had worse plans, you know? I'm certain I've had worse plans.
Let's max bet Mahomes. Let's do it.
Okay, Big Bet Bennett says we're max betting every Mahomes bet you can do at FanDuel. And that's the place to celebrate the 55th edition of the big game. It's FanDuel Sportsbook. And if you've never tried FanDuel before, you can right now bet on either team and get 55-1 odds when Kansas City plays Tampa Bay. You can get $5. Just bet $5. You can win $275 if you pick the winner of the big game on Sunday. Obviously, I'm leaning toward Kansas City. Right now, you can get it at -3, -3.5. I just think if Kansas City, simply put, this is not going to be some extensive breakdown. Keep it very simple. If they need to score 35 to win, I think they're going to score 35 to win. If they need to score 45 to win, I think they're going to score 45 to win. I just don't know that you can outscore them on this stage. Maybe, but we saw it in last year's Super Bowl. Ultimately, they just, whatever the number they had to get it done, they got it done. I suspect they'll do it again. FanDuel, it's an official partner of Radio.com and 92.9 FM ESPN. It's where I wager, and if you want to know why, here's why. Because it's easy to use, because they have fast withdrawals, because they have odds boost and specials every day. It's the best site available, and if you haven't tried it yet, now is the perfect time. So go download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and use promo code Gary to get started. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code Gary. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. New users only. Must wager on designated boost market. Deposit required. Max bonus $275. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789. Jeff Calkins is up next.
Listen to 92.9 on your smart speakers. Just say play 92.9 ESPN. Powered by Dell Technologies. Call 877-ASK-DELL. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a Radio.com sports station.
Online sports gambling is legal in Tennessee. Action 24-7 is your local bookie. Action 24-7, a sports book by Tennesseans for Tennesseans. Action 24-7. You got action.
Problem gambling? Call 1-800-889-9789.
Howie, what time is it at Robert Irwin Jewelers?
Time to buy diamonds.
What time?
Time to buy diamonds.
Now.
Always time to buy diamonds. 5 locations or online at rijewelers.com. Bigger, brighter diamonds and free financing.
What time is it?
Time to buy diamonds.
Tonight, a CW original series.
Your dad, he's like an elite ranger guy.
Yeah.
Texas Ranger.
Jared Padalecki stars as Walker.
I'm like, this is my first rodeo.
Named one of the great winter shows to watch.
A ranger's always on the clock.
Critics say Walker packs a powerful punch.
I'm going to have to take you down.
I don't need to catch me.
The highly anticipated CW original series, Walker, followed by Legacies, all new tonight.
Stay tuned for CW 30 News at 9.
20 ribeyes for $30 in 2 locations in Memphis right now for a limited time. Hurry now. 20 ribeyes for $30. EBT, credit cards, debit cards, all payments accepted. Last chance to compare 5-star steaks to Omaha Steak Box steak deals and save on the ribeyes. 20 ribeyes for $30. Look for the big tent at the Wolf Chase Mall in front of Macy's at the Highway 64 entrance. And also look for the big truck at the Oak Court Mall Poplar Street entrance. Also on the big truck, crazy deals on premium steak, pork, seafood, and gourmet chicken breast. Everything must go. It's a truckload meat mania sale. Look for the big tent at the Wolf Chase Mall in front of Macy's at the Highway 64 entrance. And also look for the big truck at the Oak Court Mall Poplar Street entrance. Crazy deals on Kansas City strips, fillets, bacon wrap fillets, mega ribeyes, and get 20 ribeyes for $30 right now at Wolf Chase Mall and Oak Court Mall. Don't wait before the truck is gone.
Now, back to the Gary Parish Show, live on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM ESPN, with 92.9's Jeff Calkins, now and every day around 5 p.m.
Yeah, the feeling goes, but my hair keeps growing. Well, I said,
some breaking news out of Waco, Texas, Baylor, which is number 2 in the AP poll, number 2 in the coaches poll behind Gonzaga, but number 1 at KenPom and number 1 in the net with the best adjusted efficiency margin in the country and the second best in the history of KenPom, second only to 2015 Kentucky, is going on COVID pause for the second time this year. This weekend's game against TCU and next week's game against Oklahoma have already been postponed because of the Big 12's men's basketball interruption guidelines. So the number 2 team in the country, you're not going to be able to see them play for quite some time. Number 1 team in the country, Gonzaga will be on CBS Sports Network tonight, and I'll be on the halftime show from my home. Jeff Calkins is an award-winning columnist, Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show weekdays 9 to 11 right here on 92.9 FM ESPN, joins me every day after 5. He's here right now. Jeff Calkins, how are you?
I'm good, Gary.
Okay.
Oh, before you tell me what you want to tell me, I just want to tell you, I don't want to make you deeply envious, particularly since you're like the number 3 ranked show in the country in the drive time slot, and I'm nearly the number 11 ranked show in the country in the midday slot. So, but you live in Mississippi, right?
That's true.
So you didn't get the free mashed potatoes in the mail.
I did not get mashed potatoes in the mail. No.
Yeah, I got the free mashed potatoes in the mail.
Me too.
And I have eaten them. I ate them as a snack today. I've never made instant mashed potatoes in my life. I'm sure I've had them like at a cafeteria or something without knowing it. And I will tell you, Gary, I'm not saying this is a reason to move to Memphis, but I found them to be really quite delicious. Have you eaten yours, Bennett?
I have. They are very good.
I think they're really good. Creamy, buttery. I just had them totally plain with a spoon. Delicious, Gary. It's probably too late. Even if you move back here now, you probably wouldn't get the mashed potatoes.
Well,
never mind.
Here's the thing. I've got a Kroger like 5 minutes from my house. I can get mashed potatoes whenever I want them.
Well, that's fine, but they're not free mashed potatoes delivered right to your door in your mailbox, you know.
Yeah, there's something about that.
About free mashed potatoes, Gary. I've never really appreciated how much there is, but it's really low. Free mashed potatoes coming to your door. That's just different. It's just not something you get. It's just not something you get in Mississippi. That's all I'm saying.
How do you? Yeah, but you get vaccine shots in 5 minutes.
Well, whatever. There's trade-offs. Everyone has trade. Life is full of trade-offs. GP, I get free buttery Idahoan mashed potatoes coming to my door, and I don't have a vaccine shot.
How do you feel about mashed cauliflower?
Is that even a thing?
Yes, it's a thing. I have it in my freezer right now. I enjoy mashed cauliflower.
What?
It's mashed cauliflower. It looks like mashed potatoes, but it's cauliflower.
Oh, look at you. How healthy. You're looking down at the rest of us, aren't you? You're sitting there looking down at us.
No, I could. Trust me. I couldn't
possibly. How does it come? Like, does it come in a – how does it – like, is it pre-mashed and frozen? What is it
–
what does cauliflower look like?
I'm assuming it looks exactly like frozen mashed potatoes. It's just it's just a different option. It's yes, it is a healthier option. That's why.
And
I
you microwave
it.
Them. You microwave.
Yeah,
them.
Yeah. I mean, you could put it in the oven. I've done both, but you can microwave, sure, and it's good.
And
I
then
enjoy
you eat it.
It
with a spoon. You put anything to doctor them up or anything? What do you do with them? I've never heard of this food stuff.
Bennett, Bennett, do you know about mashed cauliflower?
I don't, but I tried to do like the cauliflower pizza before, and that was a disaster.
I did not like cauliflower pizza either. I bought
cauliflower pizza. What's that made of? Is that like the crust is made of cauliflower?
Yeah, correct.
Or it's like pineapple pizza except cauliflower.
Well,
I
tried to do it homemade, and like as soon as I took it out of the oven, the whole thing just like fell apart into pieces. Like,
no,
it's really difficult.
It just doesn't taste good. Like, I tried all the healthy pizza stuff, like cauliflower pizza. Yeah, I mean, I've tried it, and I was like, because, man, I love pizza, and if there's actually like a healthier version of it, then I should be eating that. And it's just not, you know, I just want real pizza. If I'm going to eat pizza, I'm just going to have to, you know, it's just going to have to be an unhealthy day.
Have you been to Slim and Huskies yet?
I have not. It's a pandemic, Jeff. I don't really go that too many places.
No, but you can get it to go. You can get it to go, GP. Plus, yeah, I mean, yeah, whatever. But yeah, you can get it to go.
Here's the problem. It's downtown, right? It's downtown, right?
Yeah, they did a piece on it in the Daily Memphian, I have to say. So it's shaped kind of like a football. It's an oblong pizza. But I have to, like, the photos, I almost drove down there tonight just to get the damn pizza, but instead I ate the instant mashed potatoes.
Here's the truth. I'm never downtown anymore. Like, never.
Right. Why would you be? Really?
Yeah. Like, even Kelly yesterday was talking about, hey, you know, maybe Valentine's Day we'll go downtown, and we might, like, go get dinner. And she was like, you know, we can just get a room at the Westin again. And I'm like, what are we going to do? There's nothing to do. There's nothing. I'm happy if you want to. Like, last time we stayed at the Westin, we got the LeBron James suite. So that was nice. So if you want to go have the LeBron James suite again. But, like, it's not like we can go to dinner and then go hang out with our friends. I mean, I know some people do that, but we're not going to do that. So it's just like there's not much to do.
All right. Anyway, okay, what were you guys? I just wanted to quote about
On the subject of this finishing third in afternoon drive in the country.
Yeah. In fairness, you did it. You've fallen, Gary. You're heading the wrong way.
I'm heading the wrong way. I was first last year. I was first.
Yeah.
And this year I was third. So here's the way it works. Like yesterday was all the daytime shows, right, is what they announced. And you were 11, and Jason and John were something.
19. Think I know this. They were 19. and Giannotto and Jeffrey were others receiving votes. All of us were in the midday category, which is crazy. But yes.
I guess morning is like morning drive, and then you're technically after morning drive at 9 a.m. I guess that's the way they do it.
Right.
Okay.
Yes, but to call midday 9 to 4 is that's a big midday. That's a long midday right there. 9 to 4.
Well, you know what? It makes your 11 even more impressive because you're competing against more shows,
more hours. We're splitting votes. It's like an Alabama Heisman Trophy winner. You know, now mind you, there was an Alabama Heisman Trophy winner, so I can't use it as an excuse. But there's no question they were siphoning off my damn votes. There's no question about that. Plus, I was going up against Dan Dockich, who was number one, purely with hate.
So the daytime shows were yesterday, and so it's like, hey, and Jeff is 11, and Jason and John are 19, and Jeffrey and Giannotto got got votes as well. Woohoo! And so they send an email about it out to the entire office, and then like everybody in the office is replying all. Ooh, congratulations, guys!
Great. And then it's reply all. Performance, 3 midday shows, etc. Right?
Okay. Yeah. So then Brad sends out the exact same note today.
Yeah.
Gary Parrish Show, number 3 in the – higher than the Jeff Calkins Show, higher than Jason and John, higher than Giannotto and Jeffrey.
It's rude to point that out, but, yeah, 3 is higher than 11. There's no question. That's true.
Okay. That email was sent today at 8:43 a.m.
Yeah.
It is 5:16.
Yeah.
Literally nobody hit reply all. Literally nobody responded.
Well, a couple things. Mm. You know, I think that should show how you're viewed at the radio station.
No, I think it does.
I'm kidding.
I'm being serious. Like you think that didn't pop into my head?
I think what happened there is what they were responding to with such enthusiasm yesterday was the fact that we had 3 shows in the top. I mean, Giannotto and Jeffrey were others receiving votes, so they were like 21. They were the best others receiving votes. So we had 3 in the top 20, and that's what inspired the holy crap. Out of the top 20 midday shows in America, we have 3 of them, and that's what occasioned the way to go, guys. Whereas with you, you know, it was just 1. You're there. Last year you were number 1. We all know you've slipped to number 3, GP. Like, we don't want to say it out loud, but we know you slipped from 1 to 3. And I think it was the sheer volume that people were responding to previously and should not be taken as any reflection on how you are viewed or appreciated in the Intercom family.
It reminds me of like when I left the commercial pair and I didn't get a cake.
It reminds me of the cake. I know it. You didn't get the damn farewell cake. I was going to bring that up. Everyone else gets a cake when they leave the CA. You left. No freaking cake.
It's the same thing all over again.
I think it's because GP never goes to the Christmas party. That's my thought on that.
I'm never in town.
However antisocial GP is, I'm probably more antisocial.
I mean, I'm part of this show too, though. Like, my gosh, I've felt a little disrespected as well, GP. I've put in a lot of time with this company.
Blood, sweat, and tears in there. And yeah, you're right, Bennett. You got nothing.
Yes, somebody could have at least said, "Congrats, Bennett." I mean, Jesus, I couldn't even get a Dennis Fuller reply. Nothing.
Nothing. There wasn't a single reply.
I mean, literally zero.
Yesterday it was lit up, baby. Every 5 minutes. Oh, yep. That's great. Fantastic. Wonderful.
I was getting frustrated. I was trying to work, and every 5 minutes it was somebody else saying, ding, "Woohoo! Congratulations! Congratulations! Congratulations!" And then like Brad sends the email, "Hey, I know yesterday 11 and 19 and others receiving votes sounded okay, but look at this, number 3 in the country," and everybody's like, "Who cares?"
Well. You know, maybe you should be a little more personable as you go around the radio station, GP.
Well, this is the problem.
Honestly has nothing to do with it. It has nothing to do with it. All it is that, one, it was we had 3 shows in a certain category, and so it was, my God, look at that.
isn't that unusual to have three midday shows ranking so high?
It is true that when I first started working at 92.9, I'd park in the front, come in the front door, I'd be like, "Hey, how you doing? Good to see you. What's up?" And I'd go into my office, I'd leave the door open, I'd walk outside, I'd be talking to people in the hallways, and at some point I was just like, "I don't have time for this anymore. I'm too busy."
I really don't think that has anything to do with it.
So I started parking in the back. I come in the back door. My office is right by the back door. I go into the office, close the door, lights off. Nobody even knows I'm in there. And really, I don't even
We all come in the back door, though. Everyone comes in the back door. Really think that's it.
But like, by the time I get there, it's like, it's 3:55 or sometimes 3:58, you know? And so I don't talk. I walk in. I go, I might see Giannotto and Jeffrey. Maybe. I might see Connor. Maybe. But I don't see anybody. I really don't talk to anybody there. And it is reflected in the lack of enthusiasm for my national recognition. Nobody cares. They don't even know they'll work there anymore, maybe.
Yeah, that could be it. That could be it. Anyway, I didn't mean to sidetrack your number three ranked show in America, GP. So what were you going to ask me before I rudely interrupted you to gloat about my instant mashed potatoes?
I was actually going to ask you about mashed potatoes. No. If I'd have told you yesterday, and ultimately it's not going to mean anything because it's not going to mean anything. But if I would have told you yesterday the fan voting is coming out tomorrow and John Morant's going to be top four Western Conference guards, would that have surprised you?
I don't think so, actually. It's an interesting. Who are ahead of him?
Who is ahead of him? Steph Curry, and let me call it up. Luka Doncic,
and Dame,
and Damian Lillard, which is all obvious.
And who's
right?
behind him?
Everybody.
Like,
else?
What's the most famous dude behind him? Like, but who would that be? Like, who's
Chris
the
Paul?
Most? Well, yeah, but you know what? Chris Paul doesn't invoke enthusiasm anymore. He's like you're the Chris Paul of the radio station. Yeah, you know? Like
you're right. I'm a future Hall of Famer, but nobody really cares
future
anymore.
Hall of Famer, everything else, but like you know, you've been around for a long damn time. Like and you know, you're kind of prickly, and you know whatever else. So we don't need to vote for it. Who's popular? In all-star voting sort of equates to like jersey sales, you know, and it's a little bit like that. And so, it doesn't surprise. I can't. You know, Russ isn't there anymore. Harden isn't there anymore. And so, if you're not talking about, if you're literally just talking about star quality, it doesn't surprise me at all that he is four. Now, you should point out to the listeners that four gets you nowhere. Like they pick the top two by vote. After that, the coaches make the decision. So. You can get in if you're just like even if you're undeserving, if you're just wildly popular in China or something, you can be in if you can crack the top two. Top four doesn't get you anywhere. I do think it is a measure of star power. And from that perspective, I should be interested in it. Like, what's the highest a Memphis player has ever finished in the voting? And that would be I'll look into it. That would be a measure of the star power of Ja relative to any other Grizzly in any other season. It would not surprise me if this is the highest that any Grizzly, you know, this is where he is now. Let's see where he finishes. But that's what it is. It's star power. Now, where is Zion? Do you know? Do you have the voting in front of you? Because one of the interesting things to me is that Zion is coming into, you know, whether it's going to be Ja versus Zion on Saturday. And I think in terms of, like, if you were going to have a redraft, I think there are a bunch of GMs now who would pick Ja over Zion. But if you're still talking star power, Ja has not caught Zion, and it's not close yet in terms of Ja catching Zion. But it does show this all-star voting that he's sort of making up ground.
Zion is sixth among Western Conference front court players, so he's lower, just like you're lower than me. He's lower than Ja. But Zion,
and you're wondering why people aren't congratulating you again.
Yeah, but Zion has 411,000 votes, so he has more votes than Ja, just at a different position.
That's interesting. So it's interesting because I mean, there's no question Memphis has a star on their hands, and that's what it's a measure of. And I guess I would say no, it does not surprise me. I think he is being, you know, I think he is. He's clearly one of the rising stars in the NBA. He is something that we have never had in Memphis before, and it, there will be a there should come a time when he is. When he is top two, when he's voted in All-Star games.
So, for anybody curious, if the All-Star game were settled now based on votes, the starters in the West would be – do they still do it, like East-West, or are they doing that whole Team LeBron, Team Giannis thing?
I don't know.
It would be the three frontcourt players in the West are LeBron.
The West. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, the voting is done by West and East. Okay. It's LeBron James, Nikola Jokic, Kawhi Leonard in the front court, Steph Curry, Luka Doncic in the back court. East, it would be Kevin Durant, Giannis Antetokounmpo, Joel Embiid in the front court, and the guards, Bradley Beal and Kyrie Irving. Does that surprise you? Bradley Beal leading all guards in the East.
So that's, yes, that does surprise me. I mean, it's ahead of James Harden, right?
It's ahead of everybody. Kyrie Irving, James Harden, Jalen Brown.
Kyrie Irving. It doesn't surprise me. Yeah. That surprises me. But the Harden part of it, although maybe, you know, some of this is literally just voting, right? So, like, right. Who the hell is voting for James Harden now? They're not voting for him in Houston, I can tell you that, right?
Right.
And there may not be, like, you know, and Brooklyn is obviously a massive place. New York's a massive place, but. You know, you don't get the sense that it has the same kind of fan base yet, really. So maybe that explains it. Yeah, Bradley Beal seems like he should be a guy he's a tremendous player, but I don't think I'm having the star profile, certainly, that others have.
Talking to Jeff Calkins here on 92.9 FM ESPN. On the court, Grizz Rockets tonight inside FedEx Forum. Later than normal tip, 8 o'clock. And Grizz, they opened it like 1-point favorites, now 3.5-point favorites. Victor Oladipo is sitting out because of rest. Rockets on the second night of a back-to-back. And so nothing new here. Just like, hey, this is a situation where you find yourself at an advantage for things that have nothing to do with you. You got to play the Nets without Kyrie and KD. You got to play the Sixers without Joel Embiid. Now you get to play the Rockets without Victor Oladipo. Just take advantage of it, right?
Well, that's clearly true. But let's be clear. You're also playing without Jaren. I mean, you still, you know, it's not like you're full strength completely either.
Sure.
Rockets are... Some may have thought, oh, Harden's going to be gone and they're going to fall off a cliff. They really obviously have not. They've won 5 of the last 6. They're a dangerous team, I think, even without Victor Oladipo. You know, they got John Wall, P.J. Tucker. It is a Christian Wood. Like, it is a decent team that I think they're 10-10. They're only a game, I think, behind the Grizzlies or something like that, game or two games behind the Grizzlies in the West. And I think they're one of the teams that will be competing with the Grizzlies for the playoffs straight through. I mean, you got a backcourt of John Wall and Victor Oladipo. That's pretty damn good. Like, we think of this team as rebuilding without James Harden, but they're a good, solid team without James Harden. Plus, of course, because they don't have their own draft picks, there's no incentive for them as they rebuild to tank. They're reloading with other teams' draft picks, with Brooklyn's draft picks, but not with their own. And so they're in this weird position that they're a pretty good team that will, I think, continue to be pretty good. I think the Steven Silas part of this, like, he's the coach who was hired, who basically, you know, James Harden essentially spat on him. I mean, he just, you know, totally trashed Houston on the way out, and he has this team playing really well, good defensively, and I don't think by any stretch it's a gimme tonight.
And then before I let you go, last night, Tigers got a second win over UCF. It wasn't as impressive or sharp as the first one on Monday night, but it was still a double-digit win where they never really felt threatened. They were able to beat an okay team comfortably without making shots. And so that's an encouraging sign. And, you know, the point I've made, you know, all week is that the most important thing for Memphis to do is not to beat Houston. It's to avoid bad losses. If they just win all the games they're supposed to win going forward, I think that's good enough to get in the NCAA tournament. And if nothing else, that's what they did last night. They avoided a bad loss.
Yeah, I heard you're open on that score. It's an interesting thing. If to say that all they have to do is just not have a bad loss sounds easy enough. But I think the reason that I'm focused on, you know, why don't they go ahead and split with Houston is individually each game, okay, they should win that game. But, like, to win them all without a slip, that is quite an impressive feat. And it's something that, honestly, they've not done so far. They are playing unquestionably better. And it was, I just found myself watching that game last night. The difference was, even when UCF got down to four in the second half, I just kind of had confidence in them. Like I think some of that is Landers Nollie's shot making, gives you reassurance. Obviously, they continue to guard. Seems like they figured some things out. But earlier on in the season, they get it, the opponent gets down to four. You're like, oh hell, here it goes. You know, they're going to fall. And there does seem to be. I just found myself thinking, yeah, I'm not that worried about this. And I think that shows growth and maturity of the team. They're clearly better than they were earlier in the year. And I think, you know, I think it's fun because I think the fan base is looking forward. Everyone is pretty much going through the exercise that you took us through at the Open, which is, what do they need to do? Can they do it? There very clearly is a path, and it's not a crazy path. They don't have to beat Baylor and Gonzaga. You've got a couple of different paths. One is just don't slip up against bad teams. One is, okay, you can slip up against a bad team or a mediocre team, but go ahead and split with Houston. And there's a couple of different paths that can get you where you want to go. And I said on Jason and John today that I really think if you're looking at things that can be accomplished in the next year in Memphis sports, the most important thing that any one of our teams in this city can accomplish is Memphis getting to the NCAA tournament. It's more important than the Grizzlies getting to the playoffs. It's more important than Ja being an all-star. It's more like Penny getting and that team getting to the NCAA tournament is the most important thing that can happen the rest of this year in Memphis sports, and there's very clearly a couple of ways now that they could do it.
I heard you and Jeffrey talking this morning about Houston, East Carolina. Obviously, massive upset last night. ECU gets past Houston. ECU was a 16.5-point underdog on a five-game losing streak and upsets the number five team in the country. And sort of going back and forth, like, was it a good thing for Memphis? Was it a bad thing for Memphis?
Yeah, what is the answer to that?
I think ultimately it's not – I think you were right. It's not a big deal either way. But I think if you had to pick, it'd be better for Memphis to just beat Houston. I mean, I'm sorry. It'd be better for Memphis for Houston to beat ECU, because you want Houston to be as strong in the rankings and computers as it could possibly be when you play Houston. Because then if you beat them, it's more impressive. As if you lose to them, it's not as bad. It's a better win and a better loss the stronger Houston is. Whereas East Carolina winning doesn't help Memphis in any way. But I will say, like, once it happens, you're trying to find the good. I noticed last night, excuse me, after the game, Wolo was talking to Alex Lomax and, you know, said something about, you know, East Carolina coming off a big win over Houston. They're going to be coming here trying to get a two-game winning streak, upset somebody for the second straight time. And Alex said, yeah, that's not going to happen. It can, you know, make you more focused on the task at hand than if it were East Carolina on a six-game losing streak, a team you just beat by, you know, nearly 30 a few weeks ago.
I can see that. I hope you don't die, whatever's happening over there. yeah, no, I can see that. That it obviously you don't want to slip up against East Carolina over this weekend. It's a big it'll be a big weekend in Memphis sports because you got that, and then you have Zion and Ja playing Saturday night. But there's no question. I think it's fun to think about the path ahead and the various possibilities, which didn't seem likely 2 weeks ago that we would be thinking, okay, if they can just do this, this, and this, they'll get in. And the fact that we are there, that we can all be doing that enterprise, I think shows progress.
The one big problem with my Comrex device is that I don't have a cough button. I was struggling through. I just had something caught in my throat. And so I gotta figure out how to get this turned into a cough button. You just maybe unplug the headset. I think might be the best way to do it. Just ask you a question and then unplug the headset real quick.
Or leave the room while I talk for a minute. Like, that's fine. Just leave the room. I have had the same thing when I was at home with the comrades of COVID. I was like, what do you do when you're coughing? Yeah, exactly. It picks up everything.
Yeah, you need to practice unplugging and plugging back in. Like, I'll practice that tonight. I'll be better at it tomorrow. So it'll never happen again. I'm learning as I go. Jeff Calkins, I'll talk to you tomorrow.
See you, man.
Bye-bye. That is Jeff Calkins here on 92.9 FM ESPN. We'll be back in a second.
Tonight, a CW original series.
Your dad, he's like an elite Ranger guy.
Yeah,
Texas Ranger.
Jared Padalecki stars as Walker.
Not like this is my first rodeo.
Named one of the great winter shows to watch.
A Ranger's always on the clock.
Critics say Walker packs a powerful punch.
I'm gonna have to take you down.
I want you to catch me.
The highly anticipated CW original series, Walker, followed by Legacies, all new tonight.
Stay tuned for CW 30 News at 9.
Quick cash could do you right. Quick cash could do you right. You could win some cash in an instant. You could win it later that night. Fun now, fun later. Add quick cash to a drawing game. Like Lotto America, cash for life, and even Tennessee cash. Add quick cash to any of them, and you can win cash in a flash.
Today's the day to play quick cash from the Tennessee Lottery.
It's game-changing fun. Now please play responsibly.
We welcome you now to Skateboard Vert. On the deck, it's the Extreme One, Tristan Jaden, dropping in, and whoa, no way!
Did he just frontside backside that?
He did, Brooks. He hit the front of that Extreme Cash instant game, flipped it, scratched the back, and this crowd is loving it.
We've seen extreme tricks before, Ryder, but I don't know how you top this. I really don't.
Take your fun to the extreme with Extreme Cash Games, only from the Tennessee Lottery.
Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you that the Smile Center is where I go to the dentist. It's where my entire family goes to the dentist. And the reason it's great is because the folks at the Smile Center take care of you and treat you like family. You don't feel like you're going to the dentist as much as you feel like you're going to see friends. So if you're looking for a new dentist, look no further than the Smile Center. It's Dr. Mady Sadeghi's place at 1941 South Germantown Road. They are open and treating patients, and needless to say, they're taking all of the necessary health precautions to keep you and your family safe. Yes, the Smile Center is currently accepting new patients, and they're offering Zoom teeth whitening specials with free consultations. So if you're unhappy with your smile, the color of your teeth just isn't quite right, let the Smile Center fix that for you. Appointments are available right now. You can schedule one by calling 901-309-1333. Again, the address is 1941 South Germantown Road, Suite 101, and the phone number is 901-309-1333. That's the Smile Center on the web, smilecentermemphis.com.
Don't let yourself get frostbite when your heater goes out. Call my guys at Opox AC and Heating Services, offering 15% off first-time repair.
Keeping you and your family warm this winter, visit opox.com. That's OPACHS.com. Opox Heating and Air.
For the ones finding new ways to ensure the job always gets done. For the ones wearing many hats. For the ones who are hands-on, even from far away. And the ones keeping business moving forward. We are Grainger, offering supplies and solutions for every industry, with 24/7 support and experienced staff at over 250 local branches. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Beachcombing, baking cookies, learning French. Aren't these what you'd rather be doing than thinking about your Medicare prescriptions? Well, Walgreens is here to help you get back to it with convenient refill and pickup options, expert pharmacists to answer all your questions, and Medicare copays as low as $0. Zero. Which is also the number of cares in the world you'll have as you stroll the beach, eating cookies, and speaking French. Oh la la. Walgreens.
$0 copays apply to tier 1 generic drugs and select plans where Walgreens is a preferred pharmacy.
Jerry reached out to Josh Heisel to get his Collierville home sold. And since Josh's aggressive marketing is unbeatable, that home was sold in just a few days for more than the asking price. That's just one of the latest success stories connected to Josh Heisel. He's got that 45-day guarantee. It's a system for selling homes that creates more demand and gets homes sold faster and for more money than the average agent. Josh is able to do this because he's experienced, effective. He's someone who can expose your home to the most buyers with the best marketing strategy. Then he knows how to negotiate for the most money possible. But the first step is Josh just helping you price your home in a way that makes it attractive. Once you guys agree on a price, that's when Josh goes to work. And then if your home isn't sold in 45 days at that agreed upon price, Josh will step in and make the mortgage payments until it sells, or he'll simply buy the home from you. He can even make you an instant cash offer. You pick. Totally up to you. And understand it's a risk-free proposition. Working with Josh, it doesn't obligate you to anything. If he isn't doing his job, in your opinion, you can fire him, no questions asked. He has flexible fees. There are no upfront costs. So if you're trying to sell a home, call the only real estate agent I'd call if I wanted to sell my home. It's Josh Heisel, 461-8147 on the web, joshsellsthemidsouth.com.
The Etceteras Podcast, hosted
hosted by Kevin Durant and Andy Gonzalez, dives into the landmark cultural moments that have helped shape the world as we know it today. The Etceteras Podcast, available on radio.com and Apple Podcasts.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Some respect on my check. Pay me in equity.
Pay me in equity.
Watch me reverse out of dicks.
He got a bad chick.
Bad chick. We live in lavish, lavish. I get expensive fabrics. I got expensive habits. He wanna go with me. He likes to roll with me. He wanna be with me. He wanna give me that vitamin D. Ice ornaments.
Looks like we're getting toward the end of free agency for the biggest pitching product available this offseason, Trevor Bauer, the reigning NL Cy Young Award winner. It is now being reported that the Mets have offered 3 years, $100 million for Trevor Bauer. He wants to get above the $36 million per year number, which is Gerrit Cole's number. He wants to be the highest paid pitcher per year when he signs this new contract, even if it's a shorter contract. He's not looking for a 10-year deal. Like, he wants 3 years and you know, something above $36 million per season. The Mets have offered 3 years, $100 million, according to John Heyman, and now Bauer is reportedly waiting to see if the Dodgers will go above that from an annual salary perspective. David Sampson, who used to run the Marlins and now works with me at CBS Sports, just tweeted the following. Trevor Bauer wants to match Cole's $36 million a year contract and is hoping the Dodgers will do that. They won't. Neither will the Mets. Who will blink first and the most? I still say the Mets. And so it's basically which one of you will go even higher, and then I'll come to either LA or New York. And if neither will go to $36 million per year, then what does Bauer decide? He is from California, not New York, so that could be a determining factor. But it looks like we're getting to the end with Trevor Bauer's free agency, and no matter where he plays, it's going to be for a lot of money per season. The place to celebrate the 55th edition of the big game, that's FanDuel Sportsbook. And if you've never tried FanDuel before, you can bet on either team and get 55-1 odds when the Kansas City Chiefs plays Tampa Bay this weekend. You can bet $5 and win $275. All you got to do is pick the winner of the big game on Sunday. As I've told you, I'm probably leaning toward Kansas City, probably going to make all the Patrick Mahomes props bets, but you can bet it however you like, and the place to do it is FanDuel. It's an official partner of Radio.com and 92.9 FM ESPN. It's where I wager. If you want to know why, here's why. Because it's simple to use. Because they've got fast withdrawals. Because they have odds boosts and specials every single day. It's the best site available, and if you haven't tried it yet, now is the perfect time. So go download that FanDuel Sportsbook app and use promo code Gary to get started. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code Gary. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. New users only. Must wager on designated boost market. Deposit required. Max bonus $275. See full terms and sport at sportsbook.fanduel.com. And for problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789. Up next, we've got dinner to go, and Bennett.
Yep.
Ooh, boy. I got some pretty incredible Dateline news for you.
I'm ready.
We're going to do it next.
Imagine feeling the freedom of 20/20 vision without the hassle of foggy glasses and contacts. Well, thanks to the LASIK Vision Institute, that freedom could be yours. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way. At the LASIK Vision Institute, we're offering dramatically low prices, as low as $220 per eye, plus affordable financing. Go to LASIK.com and see if LASIK is right for you. The LASIK Vision Institute offers the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology, and our expert medical teams have performed over 1.3 million procedures. Technology and experience all more affordable than you might imagine. Go to LASIK.com today to schedule your free consultation and start feeling the freedom of better vision. That's LASIK.com. Individual results vary. $220 per eye price available based on prescription. Go to LASIK.com for details. Patients age 40 and over will likely experience the need for reading glasses.
Right now is a great time to take advantage of Choate's winter specials by upgrading your furnace, switching to a Rinnai tankless water heater, or getting $50 off air duct cleaning. By now, you most likely have heard of the benefits of UV light technology for your HVAC system. Purchase any new Carrier furnace right now, and we will install one for you at no additional cost. For those who have not installed a tankless water heater yet, what are you waiting on? Stop wasting utilities heating water you do not use and getting frustrated taking cold showers or baths. Right now, when you purchase a Rinnai tankless water heater, Choate's will install one premium toilet for free in your home. And Choate's is offering $50 off its air duct cleaning services. Not only does this service get the years of dust out of your ducts, it also helps the indoor air quality you and your family breathe every day. All these specials qualify for 18 months no interest financing with approved credit. So call 347-8086 to schedule your free estimate today. Turn to the experts with Choate's and let our families serve your family.
Howie, for Valentine's Day, we always want jewelry, but we expect the chocolate and the roses too.
Well, at Robert Irwin Jewelers, we've got all three for you. Spend $99 or more, and you're going to get a free box of chocolates and a dozen roses. If you want a diamond heart necklace and a gold rose, only $149. Plus, you're going to get a dozen roses and a box of chocolates while supplies last.
I don't expect any less from you guys. Why go anywhere else? It's Valentine's Day at Robert Irwin Jewelers.
I don't know. Free financing, 5 locations or online at rijewelers.com.
Tonight, a CW original series.
Your dad, he's like an elite Ranger guy.
Yeah,
Texas Ranger.
Jared Padalecki stars as Walker.
I'm like, this is my first rodeo.
Named one of the great winter shows to watch.
A Ranger's always on the clock.
Critics say Walker packs a powerful punch.
I'm gonna have to take you down.
Only if you catch me.
The highly anticipated CW original series, Walker, followed by Legacies, all new tonight.
Stay tuned for CW 30 News at 9.
Uncorked flavor, Corky's Barbecue.
There's now a faster and easier way to pick up your Corky's Barbecue. Order and pay online, pull into the designated spot, text Corky's to 474747, and we'll bring your order right to your car. No waiting.
Action247.com is your Tennessee sportsbook for same-day pay. Action247.com, local, legal. Tennessee's home for same-day pay. Action247, you got action.
Problem gambling? Call 1-800-889-9789.
20 ribeyes for $30 in 2 locations in Memphis right now for a limited time. Hurry now. 20 ribeyes for $30. EBT, credit cards, debit cards, all payments accepted. Last chance to compare 5-star steaks to Omaha Steak Box steak deals and save on the ribeyes. 20 ribeyes for $30. Look for the big tent at the Wolf Chase Mall in front of Macy's at the Highway 64 entrance. And also look for the big truck at the Oak Court Mall Poplar Street entrance. Also on the big truck, crazy deals on premium steak, pork, seafood, and gourmet chicken breast. Everything must go. It's a truckload meat mania sale. Look for the big tent at the Wolf Chase Mall in front of Macy's at the Highway 64 entrance. And also look for the big truck at the Oak Court Mall Poplar Street entrance. Crazy deals on Kansas City strips, fillets, bacon wrap fillets, mega ribeyes, and get 20 ribeyes for $30 right now at Wolf Chase Mall and Oak Court Mall. Don't wait before the truck is gone.
You decided to upgrade your outdoor deck, so you ordered the essentials: a power washer, a set of patio chairs, and a shiny new grill. And you use your Bank of America Cash Rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping and up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member, which you put towards your most essential deck addition, a bird feeder. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding. Copyright 2020 Bank of America Corporation.
Wendy's new classic chicken sandwich is now in the 2 for $5, and that's reason to celebrate. Try the new classic and then take your mouth on a victory lap with the iconic Dave's single, the delicious spicy chicken sandwich, spicy or crispy 10-piece nuggets, or just get another classic chicken sandwich. Taste greatness today with Wendy's 2 for $5. We got you.
For a limited time, a la carte only. Price and participation may vary. U.S. Wendy's.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Tied, the power's above me. Don't shoot the messenger. I'm just a puppet here. If you want to place blame, then look to the puppeteer. Family, fortune, envy, jealousy, privilege, passed on, legacy, secret, sabotage, borderline.
Keeping ourselves and our family safe has never been more on our minds than it is right now. And the best way to do it is to use Germ Ready. That's a brand new hand sanitizer made right here in the United States of America in an FDA-approved facility. It only takes 30 seconds to apply properly. It kills 99.99% of all germs. And the best part about Germ Ready is that it continues to kill germs for up to 6 hours after application. In other words, once you apply it once, you are set for the next 6 hours. You don't have to keep putting it back on and back on and back on the way you have to do it with most hand sanitizers. This, put it on, rub it in for 30 seconds, you're set for up to 6 hours. Germ Ready is fragrance-free, dye-free, paraben-free, cruelty-free. It's safe for all skins. It cleans cuts and small abrasions without that alcohol burn, and it is available right now at Amazon for just 10 bucks a bottle. So I'm not telling you got to go to this store or that store. If you've got an Amazon subscription, just go to Amazon. Get in the search engine. Type in Germ Ready hand sanitizer. It'll pop right up. Buy a bottle. Buy 5 bottles. Be confident. Stay protected with Germ Ready. You can learn more on the web, germready.com. That's germready.com. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
We learned a lot. I feel like we learned a lot.
Yep, I feel like that too.
About the people we work with at Intercom.
Oh yeah, let me look real quick and see if anything's. No. Congratulations.
Still nothing.
No emails.
I mean, this. How many replies do you think Brad got to his stupid email yesterday?
At least 10.
Dude, everybody works in that building was like, "Congratulations, you guys are the best." Congratulations, Jeff. Mm-hmm. Good job, Jason and John. Way to go, Mark and Jeffrey. And then Brad's like, hey, we got the results for GP back today. He's better than everybody from yesterday.
Well, now, in fairness, I think Brad might have done us a disservice here because in the email, he does not really clarify what position we came in. He just says congrats on being in the top 20.
What was that about? Why is he trying to discount my accomplishment?
I think Brad might have done us a disservice. I think that's why we didn't get the congrats.
Well, see what he wrote yesterday. Can you see. Do you have it? Hang on, nearby.
Hang on. I got it nearby. I think. No, I don't have it. I deleted it. I was so upset by it. I deleted it.
Like yesterday, I just remember I couldn't stop getting emails from everybody on the planet about how proud they were of everybody. And I'm like, just wait till tomorrow. Afternoon Drive Awards come out tomorrow.
Right.
Let's just wait. If you got 10 congratulations for finishing 11th during the day, what is top 3 in Afternoon Drive in the entire country get you? Mm-hmm. I'd probably get 30 replies. I'd probably be getting replies from Intercom in Philadelphia.
We should have a cake.
Probably have a cake.
Yep.
I swear to God. There's not one reply. It almost feels like when you ever see that in baseball and somebody hits their first home run, mm-hmm. and everybody goes to the clubhouse, and they touch home, and you look in the dugout, and there's nobody there.
Yeah.
They're just like ignoring your home run. That's what I feel like happened to me today. Like they ignored my home run. And I know that last year I finished first in the nation, and this year it's only third in the nation. I get it. There's a reason why I didn't retweet it either. You know, I didn't get involved in it, but. Third is still better than 11th and 19th.
Yeah.
I mean, and correct me if I'm wrong. Third's better than 11th and 19th?
No, you're not wrong. You're right.
So then, if they were that enthusiastic about 11th and 19th and others receiving votes, what happened today?
I don't know.
What do you think happened?
It says a lot, GP.
It does. You know? Maybe I need to look in the mirror. Yeah. Or maybe they need to look in the mirror. Who do you think needs to look in the mirror more?
I'm starting to think we need to look in the mirror.
It might be us.
Yeah.
Every time, in just about every time in my life, when it's been time for somebody to look in the mirror, it has always been me.
Yeah.
So, it's probably me.
What's the biggest game tonight?
Rockets, Grizzlies, inside FedEx Forum, downtown Memphis. Second night of a back-to-back for Houston. They were in OKC last night, got blasted. So that should be advantage Grizz, and it is advantage Grizz, because Victor Oladipo is not going to play tonight. Tip is scheduled for 8 o'clock, and the Grizzlies are listed as 3-point favorites. The total is 224.5. How you feel about it, Big Bet Bennett?
I think the Grizzlies are going to win handily. I'm good with Grizzlies minus 3.5.
Bennett says lay the points. Again, tip schedule for 8 o'clock. You can listen right here on the station with the third best afternoon drive show in the entire country, even if nobody in the at Intercom seems to care. It's 92.9 FM ESPN.
What should I watch on TV?
There's a new 30 for 30 tonight on ESPN.
It's
Al Davis versus the NFL. Did you see how they did it?
So they didn't they like superimpose do the whole what's it called, the deep fake? They did the deep fake with Al Davis, isn't it? It's supposed to like he's supposed to look like he's still alive or something.
That's exactly right. It's called deep fake technology. I read about it last night.
Yeah, they did this in The Irishman.
Is that true?
Yeah, with Robert De Niro.
Okay, so here's what they did. I had no idea that was true. I had never even heard of deepfake technology.
They make him look younger in that movie because it spans like a long time period. And so, yeah, they use the deepfake technology to make him look younger in parts of it.
Okay. So that's what they're doing with this. So the way the story is told is you've got Pete Rozelle and Al Davis, who are both deceased, sitting inside the Raiders' new stadium, sort of just sort of telling their story. And they hired actors. And then they use deep fake technology to make the actors look like the deceased character, the deceased subjects of the documentary.
Hmm.
So if that interests you tonight, it's a new 30 for 30. It is on ESPN. Late Night Circuit, Bryan Cranston is on Conan. Representative Cori Bush is going to be on The Daily Show with Trevor Noah. Robin Roberts is on Jimmy Kimmel Live. Mike Myers and Dana Carvey, Wayne's World, they're on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. Tiffany Haddish is on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. Michelle Pfeiffer is on Late Night with Seth Meyers. And Dan Stevens is on James Corden.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
Yeah, Jeff wrote a column last night, and I was going to talk to him about it today, but you know, we ended up starting talking about mashed potatoes and stuff like that. But it was a column last night on the young man from Alabama who had his scholarship offer pulled from Tennessee like the day before signing day and ultimately decided to sign with the University of Memphis. His name's Rock Taylor. He's a 6'4 receiver and is, I believe, the highest rated prospect in Memphis's football recruiting class. So if you haven't read that column from Calkins that published last night, you can find it at dailymemphian.com.
What's on tap for tomorrow?
Well, before we get to tomorrow, there is breaking news out of Washington. The House has voted to remove Marjorie Taylor Greene from all of her committee assignments because she's a lunatic. So that's a big national story originating in Washington, D.C. What's on tap for tomorrow? Well, we will look back at Grizzlies Rockets. We will look ahead to Tigers East Carolina. We'll be one day closer to the Super Bowl. I'll talk to Dan Wolkin in the first hour, to Jeff Calkins in the second. I'll have a Dateline preview. And Bennett, did you see what Dateline is focused on tomorrow night?
I did, yes. The Lorenzen Wright story, right?
The murder of Memphis's own Lorenzen Wright. So we get a localized 2-hour brand new edition of Dateline. I'll go ahead and tell you, Andrea Canning reports.
Okay.
Andrea Canning reports.
We'll have to figure this out tomorrow, how we're going to do this, yeah.
I always put hard work into my Dateline previews. I'll work especially hard tomorrow.
Good.
I'll have one worth your while. Enjoy your night. I'm going to enjoy mine. Meet me back here tomorrow at 4. Till then, be careful, be kind, be good. Rep your hood.
Memphis and the Mid-South's number one place for sports and the home of the Jeff Calkins Show. Weekday mornings, 9 a.m. till 11. WMFS-FM HD1 Mortlets. WMFS Memphis. Live on the radio.com app.
Howie, Valentine's Day is all about showing your love. So why do we make it so difficult?
I don't know. All they have to do is go to Robert Irwin Jewelers and just buy diamonds. That's all you need to do. You're going to get a dozen roses and free chocolates with every purchase of $99 or more. And I've got something brand new.
What's that?
Robert Irwin Jewelers has brought Forever Us diamond necklaces. Got to get to Robert Irwin Jewelers. They start at only $199. They will sell out. 5 locations or online at rijewelers.com. Bigger, brighter diamonds and free financing.
Tonight, a CW original series.
Your dad, he's like an elite Ranger guy.
Yeah,
Texas Ranger.
Jared Padalecki stars as Walker.
I'm like, this is my first rodeo.
Named one of the great winter shows to watch.
A Ranger's always on the clock.
Critics say Walker packs a powerful punch.
I'm gonna have to take you down.
Don't even catch me. The highly anticipated CW original series, Walker, followed by Legacies, all new tonight.
Stay tuned for CW 30 News at 9.
Speaking of golf, this is Marty Fulton. You probably remember me from Holiday Golf, Whispering Woods, or Plantation. I'm a PGA Life member, and over the years, I found whenever I advised Sheldon Rosengarten with Mark Spinsdorf about his golf game, whether it was about equipment or a swing, invariably he still couldn't hit the ball out of a paper bag, mainly because he spent so much time selling homes. That's why people often say, when you want the job done, you call Sheldon.
Thanks, Marty. That's right. I spend far too much time on my house game than on my golf game. I tell people that they need to talk to two